Hello everyone, thank you to David for that introduction to Just Talk. We start with our first batch of news items, which range from the Norfolk Broads to the ultra-low emission zone in London, and with a bit of rubbish in between. Fears have been raised for the future of the hire boat industry on the Norfolk Broads after an awful season for yards. Senior members of the Broads Authority have warned that a triple whammy of poor weather, cost of living pressures, and controversial toll increases had hammered some boating businesses. Daniel Thwaite, a member of the Authority's Navigation Committee, told a recent meeting, "The hire boat industry has had an awful season, not a mildly bad season, an awful season." Mr. Thwaites, who is also the financial director for hire firm Barnes Brinkcraft, said poor weather had been a factor. But members also said rising prices had discouraged people from holidaying on the Broads and debated the impact of the Broads Authority's increase in tolls and the pressure it was putting on the hire industry. Boat tolls were raised by 13% earlier this year, adding more than £200 to the cost for a large weekly hired vessel. The hike drew heavy criticism from private boat owners and hire businesses. The meeting also heard that the authority's income from tolls was down on expectations, leaving a hole in the budget of around £70,000.
Radio presenter Sophie Little launched an extraordinary attack on her BBC bosses at the start of the final Treasure Quest show. The programme, which has run for 15 years, ended on Sunday after it was axed by the corporation as part of a series of cuts to local radio. At the start of the show, Ms. Little read a two-minute statement in which she said the cuts were ageist, ableist and unbelievably unfair. She said, "Something that has always bothered me is when an individual has any kind of platform and they don't use it to speak up for others at a time when they should. Local radio is a vital public service. And it is my opinion that these drastic, sweeping cuts that are taking place to BBC local radio stations all across the country are not only detrimental to anyone that enjoys switching on their local station and hearing their favourite shows, but detrimental to the local communities who value and use it. Actually, these cuts are unbelievably unfair to those who need local public service broadcasting the most. Those who are lonely and isolated, or those who are unable to leave their house, or unable to use the internet, or unable to pay for broadband. Those who are not only take comfort from the company of a familiar voice coming out of their radio, but who truly rely on it to keep going." Sophie Little co-hosts the show with Paul Haynes, the Questmaster, and Julie Ranger. The show's future had been in doubt for several months after the BBC announced that it would be cutting back on local radio services in a move which would only see localised programmes air between 6am and 2pm on weekdays. On weekends, when the programme is broadcast, the local output is set to be reduced to sports commentaries and hourly news bulletins.
A failed police dog who has spent the last 5 years of his life in kennels has finally found his perfect home. Chase, an 8-year-old German Shepherd Cross Malinois, arrived at Pact Animal Sanctuary near Hingham in 2017 after not having the qualities needed to make it as a canine officer. Finally, Chase's heroes came along in the form of Mike Palmer and his wife Debbie, both 56, who have adopted their new four-legged friend. Mike has been volunteering at Pact since May and fell in love with Chase on their first meeting. "Within seconds, I could feel the bond with him," he said. "There and then, I decided I wanted to take him home. I said I wanted him home by the start of the Rugby World Cup, and Saturday, September the 9th, night he was just there. Debbie just needed a bit of convincing to get a bigger dog after losing a smaller companion in April. The pair had spent around 140 hours together by the time Chase came home to Helsden, with Debbie spending around 30 hours with him.
Now for the rubbish bit. With fly tipping spiralling out of control, a community is taking matters into its own hands by cleaning up their streets. Neighbours living in the Heartsease area on the edge of the city are at the end of their tether with waste being dumped and ruining the estate. Spearheaded by Liam Dennis, who has lived in the Heartsease area for 8 years with his wife and three children, the aim is to stop the ongoing issue and the area becoming a dumping ground. Liam, 44, said, "The state of our estates regarding rubbish and upkeep is getting worse. I feel like as a community we need to take matters into our own hands and tackle it, so I'm organising a litter pick. We need to make a stand because Norwich in general is becoming a dumping ground, and I want to nip this in the bud before things get completely out of control." It comes after Norwich was named one of the worst places for fly tipping in the east of England in a recent survey.
A man who got lost in London and accidentally accrued three separate fines for travelling through the controversial ULEZ zone has had the charges reduced. Roger Watts, who lives in Clifton Close, was making a journey to Dorset on May the 31st in his Seat Altia to collect a caravan when his sat-nav took him into the capital. The 82-year-old proceeded to get stuck in what he described as bedlam, driving around in the London chaos and having to sleep in an overnight car park because of exhaustion. After going in and out of the ULEZ zone on three separate occasions over 3 days in one marathon journey, he received a letter confirming the charges roughly 3 weeks later. During Mr. Watt's near four-month-long battle appealing the fines, Transport for London increased them to £270 each, meaning he was ordered to pay a total of £810. However, after contacting this paper, Mr. Watts was delighted to receive a follow-up letter from Transport for London, reducing the charges to just £37.50.